Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First for live team coverage of breaking news, KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. NBC's Matt Lauer fired.
Wichita City Council taking a new look at fireworks policy. We've got the story.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback to meet with Mitch McConnell today in Washington.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The latest system that moved through is on its way out, and quiet weather is expected throughout the rest of the week. We will have our complete forecast in a few minutes.
KNSS breaking news, a big change for one of the network news television shows in the morning.
Today's show host, Matt Lauer, is no longer greeting morning TV viewers.
Matt Lauer has been terminated from NBC News. Our chairman has released a statement saying a colleague had come forward reporting behavior in violation of our company's standards.
That's his co-host, Savannah Guthrie. The statement from NBC Chairman Andrew Lack says the detailed complaint was received Monday night and accused Lauer of inappropriate sexual behavior. Lauer has been with the network for more than 20 years. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wichita officials are considering a change in fireworks policy. During a workshop meeting, the city council and Fire Chief Tammy Snow met to consider changes in the policy, and current regulations only allow for novelty fireworks that don't travel over 6 feet when they're set off, and Chief Snow says it's tough to enforce the city's law.
The Wichita Fire Department and the Police Department are the officials that would actually issue citations in regards to the fireworks violations. But the way the ordinance is written is that we must observe the violation, the use, or the possession to actually issue a citation. We also cannot issue citations to minors.
Chief Snow says Wichita is on an island surrounded by other communities that follow state law, which allows much louder Class C consumer fireworks. The council agreed to take a closer look at the policy next month.
Darius Warner was charged yesterday in Sedgwick County Court with voluntary manslaughter in the death of 30-year-old Theo Lawler, who was found stabbed in the 3300 block of East Sunview last Wednesday. Warner is a paraeducator at North High. He's on paid administrative leave. His bond set at $200,000, and a preliminary hearing will be on December 12th.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback is in Washington to meet with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
McConnell's spokesman David Popp confirmed the meeting is scheduled for today. The Kansas City Star reports Popp would not discuss the reason for the meeting, but it comes as Brownback's confirmation to be next ambassador-at-large for international religious freedom has slowed, with no final vote scheduled. Brownback said last week that he hopes his appointment would be voted on before Christmas. He has already handed over some of his most important duties as governor to Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier, including leadership over the state budget. Brownback was nominated in July. A Senate committee narrowly approved the nomination in October. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A suspect has been arrested in connection with a serial killing spree in the Seminole Heights area of Tampa, Florida. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Howell Emmanuel Donaldson III, Tampa police say the arrest came after they got a tip about a man carrying a gun at a McDonald's. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn says he's grateful to have a suspect.
Tonight is the beginning of when justice will be served, and then the process will occur when this individual rots in hell.
Four people have been killed in Seminole Heights in less than 2 months.
After the launch of what may be North Korea's most powerful missile ever, the Trump administration may take more steps to cut Kim Jong-un's nuclear ambitions.
Vice President Mike Pence warning North Korea not to test President Trump's resolve. He tells the Hudson Institute Award Dinner the administration is ready
to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear until North Korea abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
President Trump said earlier in the day that North Korea is a situation we will handle. Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile Tuesday that reached 2,800 miles into the sky and landed without harming anyone off the coast of Japan. but that type of missile may be able to reach as far into the U.S. as Washington or New York. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Big sports night last night. Hoops action for a couple of our top 10 teams, Kansas and Wichita State, both in action. We'll have highlights. We'll hear from Coach Marshall. Big gun night for the Shocks last night. It's all coming up in sports. Make sure you're here in just a few minutes.
Kansas gas prices could be going up during the holiday season. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Gasoline prices in Kansas will be higher through the holiday season than they've been since 2014, even though they're going down a little now. Jennifer Hall with AAA Kansas.
Some of it has to do with the tightened supply that we've got, and there's been some higher maintenance issues going on in the refineries, so it's sort of dinged our back stock there, and so we're not sitting with as much in the reserves at this time of year.
The low price as of Monday in Kansas was at Cunningham in Kingman County at $2.23 a gallon, with the highest at St. Francis in Cheyenne County at $2.64.
As an ethics investigation of sexual harassment allegations against Congressman John Conyers begins, a third former staffer of his is claiming that he sexually harassed her. Fox's Kristen Fisher with details.
Her name's Deanna Marr. She says it happened three times between 1997 and 99. The last one, according to Marr, took place in a very public setting, a town hall meeting in his home district of Detroit. Listen to how she described it in an interview on CNN.
He stuck his hand up my dress and whispered in my ear, "Wow, you've got great looking legs."
Now, Conyers is a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and some of his colleagues are reportedly pressing him to resign. But the caucus's chairman is not one of them. He says he met with Conyers and told him that any decision to resign before the ethics investigation is complete is up to him and him alone.
Some former Conyers staffers have come to his defense, saying they believe in due process and support allowing the ethics probe to run its course.
It sparkles and it's pretty, but is it a threat to the environment?
Glitter. It's used to decorate various things like stones, glass, and even the scantily clad bodies of exotic dancers. But now scientists at Massey University in New Zealand say it poses a threat to the oceans, where marine animals have been known to eat plastic, often killing them. Not only that, the scientists say, when fish eat the glitter and then we eat the fish, we end up putting that plastic into our bodies. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And this morning we've got right in traffic out there right now. We've got traffic slowing down from I-235 over to I-135 there, the North Junction. Just watch for a big traffic slowdown northbound on I-235 there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Well, we may see a few spotty showers across south central Kansas. Most of that is going to be over the southeastern section of the state today. We will be cloudy with a high 52 and a northeast wind. Clouds will break up tonight, our overnight low 38, and then sunny Thursday with a high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 45 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:11 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. And we've been following this story now, it seems, for several years. In fact, it has been several years, tracking the Keystone Pipeline as it has been built across the northern part of our country and trying to move some oil from Canada down to the States. And there have been some more developments in the past couple of days here. And Fox News Radio's Jeff Manoso is with us this morning from Chicago. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we thought that I'm sure people thought years ago, oh, that oil will be going by now, but it's just been one thing after another, hasn't it?
Yeah, so there was a shutdown a couple of weeks ago of the Keystone XL pipeline through a portion of South Dakota, Amherst, in a piece of land that's now darkened oil brown because of a major leak there. We weren't sure the extent of the leak, but we're now told by officials at this point that it was 5,000 barrels. That's equal to about 210,000 gallons that leaked. It was a slow leak.
Yeah. Did they track this back to something that happened in 2008? That long ago?
Well, so the pipeline, the federal federal investigators, the people who oversee these pipelines, the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, they believe that the leak in TransCanada's Keystone Oil Pipeline there in South Dakota was likely caused by damage during construction back in 2008. A weight installed on the pipeline back then may have damaged that pipeline, the pipeline coating. So right now what they've done is they've excavated around the pipeline, the damaged area. They've excavated around the oil spill, which we're told by state investigators, state officials, that they've cleaned up about 45-50% of that leaked oil. And so they can see the damage around that pipeline, and they can see, you know, what may have caused it. Obviously, the investigation to the cause, it still continues. There's nothing definitive. But that's what officials are telling us this morning.
You kind of wonder whether they'll ever get this thing done, whether it's ever actually going to get done to this completion.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got oil flowing through it. They've had oil, so that they've resumed flowing of crude through that pipeline. It's got a capacity of 830,000 barrels of crude per day. So it's a huge thing. It comes to the Midwest, and then ultimately down to Port Arthur on the coast of the Gulf Coast there in Texas. And so it is one of Canada's main oil export routes to U.S. refineries. Obviously, Keystone, you know, like Dakota Access, were, you know, high profile. Politics is being played over
there
because of the fact that the Obama administration hampered efforts to get these up and running, while the Trump administration, one of the first things the president did was to get these things back up and running. And so right now what we're told is that the Keystone is back up and running, although they're moving crude not as much. It's not a full flow.
Mm-hmm.
They're just it's kind of a soft flow through the pipeline as they test things out and to make sure it's viable and safe for everybody. But we're also told by state officials that there were no threats to surface water bodies and no threat to drinking water systems.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Jeff Manoso, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manoso, reporting from Chicago on the Keystone Pipeline. We've had some problems, but the pipeline resumes after a spill up there in the northern part of the U.S. 8:15 now with Steve and Ted. An Alaska woman came home to find out a thief had broken into her home and stole clothing, jewelry, prescription drugs, and the mounted head of a zebra she had on a wall. Turns out that Stacy Scott got some good news about the incident eventually. A cab driver who helped a suspect drive off with the stolen goods found the zebra head in his trunk and returned it. So the missing zebra head has been returned, Ted.
Not an item you think could be easily misplaced.
Well, apparently
they blend into the, well,
the guy hails a cab and says, let me put something in the trunk here. It's a zebra head.
Okay.
A New Jersey woman has raised more than $835,000 for a homeless man who came to her roadside aid. Now, that's enough to buy him a home and his dream truck and provide him with a small annual salary. Kate McClure said on her GoFundMe page that an attorney had and financial advisor helped 34-year-old Johnny Bobbitt Jr. come up with a plan. When she was stranded, he gave her the last $20 he had. And his return on that $20
is
$385,000.
A good deed that has reaped rewards.
Yeah. Not every good deed is going to see that kind of financial return.
But
you don't do it for that.
You do good things. You help people. Sometimes good things come your way.
Yeah. Guy did the right thing. Authorities in Ohio say an 11-year-old girl was driving an SUV when police stopped it and arrested a young woman riding in the back seat. The woman doesn't have a driver's license and indicated that she thought it would be better to let the child drive. The girl was cited and released to her mother. The 19-year-old passenger has pleaded not guilty to charges including child endangering.
Huh.
I wonder what's going on there. And it doesn't say anything about being drunk or inebriated or anything, but maybe she's just
I'm sure there's some
terribly irresponsibly
impaired judgment.
Dumb person.
Yeah.
That could be. An 11-year-old driving a car. All right. Christmas shopping's underway, Ted. It's apparently so far been a great shopping season as far as the retailers are concerned. It's going to continue on for the next few weeks.
I guess I better get out there before everybody snaps it all up.
I'm going to have to get out there and you know, limit myself to $5 to everybody I know, or less.
Well,
I don't know what you can get.
Yeah, what do you get someone for $5?
We got our company Christmas luncheon coming up here.
There's a nice pet rock.
A couple of weeks, they've scheduled that. I wonder what that's going to be like this year. We don't have big office parties here. Nobody gets inebriated and puts a lampshade on their head. We have them around noon. Some folks have to go back to work after the party is over. Usually there's some pretty good chow. And the boss says some nice things, and we go on our way.
Yeah.
Christmas parties being planned for a week or two out. And in the past, you know, places I've worked, they've had pretty elaborate Christmas parties and some pretty good ones. We'll be talking about that in the weeks ahead because, you know, I've been to many Christmas parties at work. I've got some good ones to tell you about.
Yeah.
Good ones and some bad ones. And we'll be sharing.
We've had some fun at some Christmas parties over the years.
Yes, we have. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. Looking at those Shockers last night. And the Savannah State team likes to throw the ball at the hoop. Let's put it that way. What, 55 attempted threes last night? Wow.
Yeah, they threw up 55 three-pointers last night, which is the most this season so far in an NCAA Division I game. That's what Savannah State does. Here's what they do. They get the ball, they cross midcourt, and then within about 4, 5, 6 seconds, they're jacking up a shot from wherever they are. And usually it's a three. So it ends up being a fairly entertaining brand of basketball, to say the least.
Well, sure.
You're not sitting there thinking, well, this is boring, because it's back and forth, and shots are flying up, and rebounds are going everywhere, and it makes for an exciting game. Taking advantage of that pace and all that was going on was Wichita State junior Samaje Haynes-Jones as he lit up the Tigers for a big night. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Savannah State chopped in the left corner, way short. Rebound long out to Nurture. Haynes-Jones driving it up court. McClanahan will not be able to cut him off, and he lays it in.
You just can't catch him. It's hard to even see him, much less catch him.
Dave Dahl,
he's quick.
Appreciating the effort last night. The Shocker junior, in only his sixth game with Wichita State, a career-high 31 points as Wichita State pounded Savannah State. 112-66 was the final score. The Shockers did cut the Tigers a check for $90,000 for coming here and provided them with a post-game meal and a 46-point loss on the court. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talking about his star of the game, Samaje Haynes-Jones.
Samaje, it was his night. 31 points, really proud of him. And he's just got to get more comfortable because obviously he's talented, he's quick, he's fast, he's fairly strong and athletic, and he can shoot the basketball.
And never hunted a shot.
Never hunts a shot, except in transition now. When he's got those numbers, you know he's going to that basket.
Shocks have won 42 straight non-conference games at Coke Arena, a streak that is now 6 years in the making. Shocks back in the win column, now 5-1 on the year, ranked number 8 in the nation, picking up a big win last night over Savannah State. Let's take a look at Kansas men's basketball up in Lawrence last night. The undefeated number 2 team in the nation, Kansas, hosting the Rockets of Toledo. No problem for the Jayhawks. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Toledo this time showing a 3-2 zone. Jayhawks passing around the perimeter. Inside the zone they go. And Lightfoot locks the rim. Garrett on the feed. Mitch on the flush.
Textbook execution against that zone. Get the ball to the middle. Don't let it stick. Little touch pass to Mitch, and he gets the finish.
Beautiful offense for the Jayhawks there on their way to a 96-58 win over Toledo. Devontae Graham was just all over the place. He made 15 baskets for the Jayhawks last night. That's the most by a Jayhawk player in a decade. On his way to a career-high 35 points, and KU gets the big win. Two dozen straight wins for the Jayhawks against non-conference opponents at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas State has a non-conference home game tonight. The Wildcats hosting Oral Roberts up in Manhattan. K-State is off to a 5-1 start. A 22.5-point favorite going into this one. K-State has won its last 20 non-conference home games. And will tip off a little after 7 o'clock tonight up in Manhattan on Fox Sports Kansas City. Congratulations to the Shocker volleyball team, of course. Unbeaten in conference play. Conference champions in the American Conference. Already headed to the NCAA tournament, hosting a regional. And sweeping the big conference awards yesterday. Player of the Year in the American, Abby Lehman from Newton. Setter of the Year, Emily Hebert. She's from Newton. And Coach of the Year, Shocker head coach Chris Lamb. Shocker's preparing for that regional, which begins on Friday at Coke Arena. Shocker women's basketball has Coke Arena tonight, hosting their old rival, the Missouri State Lady Bears, at 7 o'clock tonight, tipping off at Coke Arena. And we have JUCO men's basketball tonight, right here on KNSS. Dennis Higgins will have the call at 7:15 tonight, as Butler Community College is hosting Independence in El Dorado tonight, right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The media and a White House pie. Hannity Morning Minute coming up. I think it's some sort of a fruit pie.
Oh,
that's coming
okay.
up. All right. Steve and Ted. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Oh, yes, it is.
Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Yep.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted.
Really?
By calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.